A gift is not really a gift if it's for tax purposes. When the certified public accountant says, you will have to, give away some of this money to get into a lower tax bracket. How about the United Way? Or the Red Cross? Or do you have a preference? Well, I was also interested in the Yerevan Temple kind of project. Is that tax exempt? Well, I think so. Well, you have to get the tax exempt number, and then that's, that was 10% for me maybe. Doesn't make you feel very good, huh? Just to give money for a tax exemption. That's not sacrifice. Sacrifice is, why did I do that? I had to do that. Then you feel satisfied at what you had to do, which you did do. That's sacrifice. And all through the Vedas, sacrifice is the theme of early communities. The families who gave their four sons, actually six, but two went home. We don't know. They may even go back. Gave their sons, as Sri Swami said, families in today's world do not give up their sons. They use them as meal tickets. They use them as social security. They use them to produce money for unneeded luxuries. They don't give up their sons. They use them as ownership, beat them down until they just work in stupid, unrewarding jobs. He said it's rare that families will give up a son and encourage that son to do work for the gods. But these families have done that. Six families. So you've got that punyam, and you'll always have that good feeling that you did something for Shiva. And that's the Shiva energy that's within each and every one. But the spiritual life, it has to come forward and come forward and come forward and come forward. There's no letting down. Even after Yerevan Temple is constructed, there's still room for sacrifice. Because it's a wish-fulfilling temple. And it'll give scholarships for education for young people. It'll give food for the island. 10% of the income of the endowment set up for Yerevan Temple will be maybe $3,000 a month that has to be just given away for charity. And well-placed charity. Scholarships and education and opportunities for people, music and art and drama and dance, not only for the island people but the Hindu people and talented people throughout the world to increase their talents. So obey these impulses as they come along. And those who did obey these impulses and created this foundation basically bless themselves by opening themselves to Shiva's energies that flow through their spiritual body, their astral body, their physical body, and their all their people that they are connected to for over 1,000 years. And that's a nice investment.